This is a Stand Up Labs production, powered by Digital Media.
Hello and welcome back to Betch Labbed. I'm Jordana.
I'm Samantha, and you sound really excited.
I'm really excited because
what are you excited about? I'm stuttering.
I actually don't know. Like, there's nothing that exciting going on.
You're like really smiley for yourself.
That makes no sense. I'm like not even in that good of a mood.
Okay, that's weird.
Okay, but today's news super exciting. Not excited in like a fucked up way. Chris Soules or Soules, we're not really sure how to say it. If you do know, let us know. Has been arrested for a hit and run for running a guy over, or no, running his like truck into a tractor, and then like he drove away. And then the guy went to the hospital, and then apparently now he's dead, and Chris Soules or Soules has been arrested.
Yes, and there was alcohol in Chris's car.
Yeah, and this was actually in Iowa, which I did not think he lived in anymore, because I was in L.A. like last year, and I saw him with like Brooks and I think Nick V at The Nice Guy, and I was like, oh, Chris Soules doesn't want a wife to come back to Iowa with him. Is it Iowa or is it Idaho?
I thought it was Iowa. Either way.
Whatever.
Really fucked up.
Is there really a difference? Could you locate the difference on a map?
If anyone's listening, I could locate it. If anyone's listening and lives in either Idaho or Iowa and has been to the other one, please let us know. You can email us.
Like, what do you think the main difference is between the two states?
Idaho has potatoes. Iowa is a swing state. Those are the main things I know about each.
What state does Idaho lean?
Probably red.
I guess.
Yeah, I assume.
So I assume Iowa is more northern than Idaho.
Idaho is more north than Iowa geographically, but Idaho is more like, I think, less urban.
Who the fuck knows? Anyway, Iowa, where we think Chris Soules is from, is clearly conservative enough that they were not into Jade's Playboy spread.
Yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah, it's really sad. Chris Soules like thought he was like a nice guy. I mean, he probably is. This is an accident. Like,
yeah,
but still.
Total accident. I wonder if he like.
I feel bad for him, but more for the person who died.
I wonder if he'll go to prison, or if like he'll be fine.
I think he'll probably go for a little bit. He's not famous enough to get like totally off.
Right. Yeah, I wonder if like he
he's only reality show famous, and his season was a few years ago, so
that's true.
Yeah, he's not like current basketball star famous or like OJ Simpson famous,
right? And even that guy Aaron Hernandez,
yeah,
he still went to jail, right?
Yeah, and he's like on the Patriots, and they're like the best team.
Is it Aaron Hernandez?
I think it's Aaron.
Kind of sports, yeah. Stuff. It's the only, yeah, time I paid attention to, yeah, any sort of sports.
Did you hear he was like secretly gay?
Really?
Yeah, he had a lover in prison.
I feel like a lot of guys who are straight have lovers in prison.
No, I think he was also gay like before too.
He was like in a prison relationship.
I'm not sure. I don't know. I wasn't there. But I think that, yeah, I don't know. Maybe get a good lawyer, Chris.
Yeah, or they'll have to do The Bachelor, like Dade County Jail.
That's in Miami.
Whatever.
Jordana's very good at geography.
I'm not, apparently not that good at geography. I know where Miami is.
But
I
played a lot of Sporkle in college, so
I know.
You're forgetting everything.
We're both sounding real cool today on the podcast.
We're
talking about the difference between Idaho and Iowa.
Yeah.
I'm talking about
We're both Sporkle. Sounding simultaneously nerdy and really fucking dumb, which is like an achievement.
No, it's like the worst kind, because it's like we really care about like knowing these things, but we don't know any of them. So
yeah.
It's like, it's cool if you like don't know them and don't care if you know them, or if you like do know them and you're actually like pretty informed. So
yeah.
We're neither.
Yeah. Nope. Speaking of being informed, I hate Bill O'Reilly.
Okay. I know like pretty like the gist of what's happening. Why don't you give me like your and the listeners at home, the synopsis of the Bill O'Reilly thing.
Okay. Essentially, Bill O'Reilly was like the kingpin at Fox News.
Like he had his own show, The O'Reilly Factor.
Yeah. And he was like the headliner. He was like their biggest guy, like brought in the most ad money and like brought the audience too. They love him. And basically.
Have you ever watched The O'Reilly Factor?
I've seen it. I don't like watch it. But basically it's ironic because he got really famous by like bashing Bill Clinton every night.
Oh, for his sex scandals or for other shit?
For his sex scandals.
Okay.
like calling, like the being like, this is not like what the president should be doing, blah, blah, blah. I mean, meanwhile, Donald Trump's his best friend, but whatever.
I think really the moral of the story is that no one should be doing that.
Yeah.
Right. But
especially those who are going to go every night and like up your ratings by bashing that person.
Right.
Whatever. So basically he was like the guy at Fox, and he has a very established pattern of essentially like sexual harassment of women at who were working under him or with him or whatever. And Fox knew about it because so many people had made complaints, and they had even made like payouts to some of the people he had harassed to cover it up, okay. Like millions of dollars over years and years and years. So Fox knew about it, decided to keep him, whatever. Then the New York Times a few months ago, I guess, started investigating the fact that Fox had been paying all of these victims on O'Reilly's behalf. So they have this investigation going, and Fox knows that the New York Times is going to release this information. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, before it comes out, Fox is renegotiating Bill O'Reilly's contract, and basically they built in something into the contract that says if he has to get let go, he would still get a full year salary, which is $25 million.
Okay.
So basically, they, knowing that this was going to come out and knowing that they were going to have to like get rid of him, or that it was a risk, they chose to renegotiate that into the contract so that he would end up getting this huge payout. And that's pretty much what happened.
Okay. And you're very upset about this.
I'm very upset about this. Honestly, like, yeah, it's upsetting that he was sexually harassing people in the first place. But like, that is like one aspect that's upsetting, though not surprising. I suppose none of this is surprising. But the part I'm upset about is the fact that he gets paid $25 million. Like, what kind of message does that send to anyone? Like, that sends the message that not only is it okay to sexually harass people because your company will just pay you off, pay the women off to go away, but that if you get caught and if you have, like, a big public disgrace, it doesn't really matter because we will still pay you $25 million. So basically, I should just start sexually harassing all our employees and make you guys pay me for it? Like, it's just fucked up.
I understand that logic. I don't necessarily agree. Okay. First off, my big question with this whole story is like, why has like Fox News during this whole scandal not been to like Bill O'Reilly over the years? Like, hey, like if you could stop sexually harassing all the women at Fox, like it would save us a lot of money, like millions of dollars. We'd appreciate it if you just like stop trying to fuck everyone here.
Yeah, that's probably because they're all like disgusting people. Let's be honest. Think about it.
Only the people at Fox are disgusting people. All the other people at all the other networks are fine.
I mean, I'm sure they're not. I'm sure this happens a lot of places. It definitely happens a lot of places, but I think that there's never been something like this where it was like ongoing for so many years. I don't know, maybe Penn State, like the Jerry Sandusky thing. That's a great example. I think that it's just, but the difference with that is that they just didn't report it. He didn't get like paid $25 million after they had to let him go.
Right. And they,
for being a pedophile.
But and they also weren't paying off families in that whole thing either.
Exactly. Yeah.
So it's like a little bit of a different.
And only one guy knew. It was, or a few people. It was only like the coach. It wasn't like the entire university knew. It wasn't like known amongst the organization that this was like a business decision.
Well,
and they also like, if you think about it, when you're paying people millions of dollars over all these years, that money has to get like written off somewhere for tax purposes. So not only were they like just, they were obviously moving money around so that they could pay these people out.
I don't think that's obvious. I think maybe that just came out of Fox's profits.
No, I think over the years they paid out like, I don't think it just, but you have to say where your money's going.
Right, but that's just like that's like business costs for them technically.
Oh, like the sexual harassment cover up fee.
Yeah.
Like where does that get added as a line item?
As legal, as in terms that gets probably gets added in as legal legal insurance and legal things like that.
That's not insurance.
Or not,
it probably
whatever. Legal.
No, it
legal
probably gets
fees.
Shadily passed. That's not a legal fee. That's not a legal service.
It
paying
is, it
off
goes
your
into
victim.
It.
No, it isn't. That would mean that they would have to pay the law firms to then pay off the victims. Which is really sketchy. It's all really sketchy and really messed up. And this doesn't just happen everywhere.
Right. But I don't think that this is going to give the message that, like, okay, if you sexually harass all the women at work, like, you're going to just get paid off and you're going to be fine. I don't think it gives that message because it's a very unique scenario in that, like, he had, like, as you said, this extremely popular show. And people, and that's not just related to him, it's related to people in all aspects of the media where – if you are talented enough in a certain arena, sometimes people just like put up with you being like immoral. They just like look at like people just forgive you. Look at Michael Jackson. He got brought into court several times for molesting small kids, and the world just forgives him.
That's also fucked up.
You should watch this HBO special by Gerard Carmichael, and he discusses this. He's like,
oh, totally.
He's like, how much do we value these people? And then, like, for Bill Cosby, he's like, or for Michael Jackson, it's like three sex scandals worth. Like, right. We'll still forgive you because you're that talented.
Right.
So, like, I'm not saying it's okay. It's obviously not okay. It's obviously really fucked up. But I don't think that this is, like, I think it really speaks to the larger thing of, like, sometimes when people, like, value your talent to a certain extent, like, they will let some things slide. It's kind of like, you can obviously even relate it to, like, to reality TV. You get, like, these really, the more fucked up people who are more entertaining do, like, really terrible things, and not only do the shows renew them, but they give them their own spin-off shows, or they let them do, like, pretty much whatever they want.
Right.
And so it's kind of the thing of, like, if you have a certain X amount of entertainment factor, there are certain things we're gonna allow.
Right. I'm not saying that that's right. It's obviously not right. None of that's right. But what I'm angry about in this particular Bill O'Reilly situation is the fact that they paid him after the fact $25 million. It's one thing to be like, we'll keep you. Fine. Like, we'll keep you. We'll cover it up. That's like standard run-of-the-mill immorality on behalf of these organizations.
Why do you think Fox wanted to give him so much money?
Because they don't actually value being a good, not sexually harassing someone.
No, right. But I'm even... Even if that's not one of their, like, their Fox is still losing $25 million. Is that something they would want to do?
I think that it's a part of their organizational culture, because remember a few months ago, Roger Ailes, the guy who ran Fox News, he also got, like, sued for major sexual harassment.
So I'm saying you think they want to, like, pay $25 million so that they can maintain this culture of, like, sexual harassment?
Honestly, yeah. Yeah, because the people who are making the decision to pay $25 million are the people who are doing the sexual harassing. So they're like, yeah, I'm just going to have to, like, you know, if I'm going to get away with it, like, got to let him get away with it. And you know what? They look out for each other. These people are like, that's just kind of what happens. Like, people look out for each other who are like, I scratch yours.
I think these are all valid statements. I think, like, at the end of the day, like, Fox bleeds out a little bit. We obviously don't like Fox. So, like, for me, that's, like, fine. Like, they're losing money by paying Bill O'Reilly, who, like, no one is ever going to really, like, I mean, maybe he has his own podcast, I guess, that's on his website. But he is obviously, like, a very deeply troubled man. So I don't consider him getting, like, another year's salary at, like, you know what, he wins at the end of the day. Like, he's a very sad, very troubled man. I just actually read his Wikipedia this morning. And I was reading about, you know, how he was like, he got divorced. I think it was like finalized like last year, and he was like cheating on his wife, and his daughter had testified in court that he had like choked the mom and dragged her down the stairs by her neck, and that he didn't think the daughter saw, but she saw, and she like testified against him. So he's clearly like going through some of his own shit, and like, he is a very troubled person, and like, obviously not a great guy, and like, we should just feel bad for him. And if $25 million is not going to solve any of his problems, he's still going to be a very deeply disturbed, very sad man.
No, it definitely won't solve his problems, but he'll be very comfortable and think about...
He'd be comfortable.
He's already comfortable.
He'd be comfortable either way. It's really not going to make a difference.
It's not... That's just... Yeah, that's all true.
He also lives
in
Manhasset,
but
in our neighboring Roslyn.
That's so funny. Yeah, he lives right near us. Cool. Glad it's such a nice, you know, all the
should put him on the sex offender watch list.
Yeah, actually, all the people who are very moral people come from North Shore of Long Island. Bernie Madoff.
Yeah, so we do have some gems.
But it's not like just about that. It's like, yeah, the sad thing is that like, even though this is the culture at Fox News, like, yeah, they might bleed $25 million, which is nothing to them. They could get that in one ad deal. But they're not losing viewers because their viewers don't care. They like, they just completely just are like, yeah, like, I'll listen to this guy. Like, I just don't.
Right. Again, it's kind of like the Michael Jackson thing. It's kind of like maybe not the Bill Cosby thing because he's not doing that well these days. But like,
yeah,
a lot of
finally.
Other people who like do really like, it's like Woody Allen. Like, people do really shitty things and people
but
are
do
like.
We don't know Woody Allen's
guilty. We don't know that any of these people technically you know are guilty. You don't know that Michael Jackson's guilty.
Yeah, you do.
Right, that's what I'm saying. But, like, you don't, like, he, so was probably Woody Allen.
No, like, Woody Allen was, like, truly questionable whether or not he was guilty. Like, it really wasn't known.
He still married his, like, adopted daughter. That was fucking weird. Like, yeah, come on. Like, it's regardless of, like, completely right or completely wrong.
But the difference between Woody, if there even is a difference between Bill O'Reilly and Fox News and Woody Allen and Michael Jackson and what whoever else, Bill Cosby. Because the difference is that Bill O'Reilly made a name for himself bashing Bill Clinton every night. That's right. How he got He's popular. Fox News didn't was not a thing, honestly, right. Before the Clinton years. Like, it was not an important network. It was not one of the big ones. And, like, this is how they made a name for themselves, by being these, like, values people. And it's just such bullshit. Like, you call yourself values people, yet at the same time you essentially advocate and enable a sexual harasser for years and years and years. And then at the end of it, when he actually gets, like it gets revealed that this is what he's doing, you pay him more money on top of that, right. On top of all the money that you use to cover up all of his escapades.
I think
it's really, like, out of bounds. It's
secret that conservative politics, I mean politics in general, but especially conservative politics, is, like, riddled with, like, extreme hypocrisy. This is a very huge example, and I agree it's upsetting.
Yeah,
but I think as long as you're the kind of person who recognizes that, then, like,
yeah, but you recognize that you weren't going to vote for them anyway. But the conservative voters and the viewers of Fox News, they don't seem to care. They seem to be like, yeah, sure, like, hit me with the hypocrisy. Like, it's just fine for them. Like, it's just like, I don't know. I've been very upset about it for, 5 days now?
Well, I understand I understand why it's, like, kind of depressing or upsetting. But I think at the same time, it's like, everyone gets theirs. It's not like no one's getting away with anything. He's definitely, like, this is not going to be, like, a smooth thing for him, and his money is, like, really not going to help him.
I think he'll be fine.
I think he'll be fine too, but I also, like, think everyone will be fine. So it's like, at the end of the day,
no, because you know what? That $25 million could go to people who need it. That's the truth. Like, it wouldn't, but, like, no, all the people who are not who they want to take away health care from and who they want
to
cut.
It wouldn't be going raise to those taxes people anyway. On,
no, but it's about their views. It's about their views. The views that they want to give the money to the rich people. They want to take the money from the poor people.
Well, that's
it's
just like a general, like, political, like, stance that a Republican has.
So Bill O'Reilly will be fine. And the people that Bill O'Reilly spends all his time, like, essentially advocating against, those people won't be fine. So that money that, you know, won't make him any better off, that money would make some people better
regardless,
off.
Regardless, if that money wasn't going to him, it would just be going to Fox's profits. Anyway.
Fair, but you go. Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Let's move on.
Jordana, what are you going to get your mom for Mother's Day?
I'm really not sure. What are you going to get yours?
I'm getting her a framed photo of she and I together.
That's so cute. Where did you get the idea? How do you know how to frame something?
I don't. I'm using this company called Framebridge. It's a website, framebridge.com. And we actually have a promo code, so I'm probably going to use our own promo code. It's BETCHES to get 15% off my first order.
It's like a great Mother's Day idea.
Right? You can use the code too, because everyone can use the code. Everyone should use the code BETCHES at framebridge.com to get 15% off. It's actually a really awesome company. You basically send them the photo. They frame it for you. It looks really good. You can, like, see it digitally online, what it'll look like before it gets framed. And it's, like, the easiest thing ever. So
your mom is going to love it.
Yeah, she will. So framebridge.com, promo code BETCHES for 15% off. We love Framebridge.
So,
Betch.
No, let's talk about, like, what, let's talk about a lighter subject. So, yeah. Like, what are you doing to work out these days?
What am I doing to work out these days? Actually,
instructor has been impaled.
I actually rejoined Equinox mostly because I like the sauna. And so sometimes I'll, like, go to Equinox or, like, run.
You're
and
really
then,
into, like, very hot and very cold things.
I am. But I also hate being very cold, but only for a few minutes when it's in a cryotherapy chamber that I like. I also started doing Insanity, like, videos.
Oh, I
apartment.
Heard of those. Weren't those popular, like, a few years ago? Are they still popular?
I don't know if they're still popular, but someone sent them to me, and they're actually, like, a really good workout. You, like, feel like you're going to die after about 15 minutes.
That's always a good sign of a good workout.
And you're in your apartment. So it's, like, after about 15 minutes, honestly, it's just a lot of jumping up and down and, like, different ways, but it really works in terms of exercise. Why? What are you doing these days?
I'm doing SLC, which also makes me want to die.
Yeah.
It's very difficult. But I'm actually, like, I think the best part of working out is, like, your little, like, workout uniform.
Yeah.
Don't you feel that way? You feel like you're, like, in costume almost.
Yeah, I agree. It's like sometimes if I know I probably won't work out later, I'll put the costume on so that maybe there's a chance.
Right. It's more like it inspires you. It motivates you. And I just got these new, like, Spanx leggings.
Yeah.
Which are, like, really, really comfortable, but actually make me look, like, way better than any other leggings that I have.
I got those, too, and you're right. They, like, suck you in, like, really well, and they hide, like, everything that you want hidden.
Right. It's just, like, a very smooth kind of, like...
That's so weird that we both bought them.
I know. And it's actually... Well, I mean, the cool thing about Spanx is that they're, like, new.
Yeah.
And they haven't made leggings before, so they're just basically... They used to be known for just, like, obviously, like... shapewear, like,
right, well, leggings,
you know, you
are
use them for like
shapewear.
An event. Yeah, I guess, but like, no, usually don't wear like stuff over them. I think of them as like underwear shapewear, but like, anyway, now they have leggings, and their leggings are like really, really good, and I feel like they're gonna be like a big
mine have like a cool pattern. They're like kind of like camouflage-ish. What are yours like?
I'm actually wearing mine right now.
Oh,
they're navy.
They're nice.
Yeah, they're like a great like thick but not too thick material.
Mm-hmm.
And they really just like hold you in.
Yeah. So I'll be wearing those, I guess, during my next insanity.
Yeah, you should definitely check out the other
sessions.
Leggings.
Okay.
Anyway, for sure. Should we do a Dear Batch?
Sure. Let's do the first one.
Do you want to read it?
Yeah.
Dear Batches. No, I just have a lot of feelings.
Dear Batch, first off, love, love, love the podcast. Thanks for entertaining me during my commutes. I'll try to keep this short and detailed, but not too short. I'm so happy we've, like, conditioned them. So
right.
Nice. Okay. I met this guy online about 2 months ago, and we really hit it off. We started hanging out about 4 to 5 times a week with frequent sleepovers. He told me he wasn't looking for a hookup. He told me he wasn't looking for a hookup. We went on double dates with his friends, and he had a ski trip over the weekend together. He kept doing nice things for me and acted like he really liked me. He even referred to me as his dog's mom, which was a little odd but cute. We chatted about past relationships, and I found out he dated this girl for 7 years, and they were engaged but just ended things about 8 months ago. He said he had his shit figured out and seemed very sincere about it and assured me that I wasn't a rebound. Fast forward to about 1.5 months into hanging out and texting every day, I figured we needed to DTR and casually asked what I should call him, expecting it to be an easy conversation given how well the relationship had been going. Well, I was wrong, and he kept going on about how he doesn't know what he wants, he can't give me that commitment or security, and that he's just learning to be an adult. Apparently, his ex did all his laundry. After this conversation, he became more distant but still asked to hang out. The following weekend, we had some good conversation. He told me how awesome I was about 20 times and hung out with my friends/coworkers. I left for a trip that following week for 5 days. Last thing I heard from him was a text saying to have a nice trip when I was leaving, and he hasn't contacted me since. It's now been over a week since we chatted. I sent him a few snaps during my trip, but he hasn't tried to make any plans upon my return or even sent me a text, any signs of life. Did I just get ghosted? Should I call him out on this or just write him off? Sincerely, annoyed batch.
Okay. I think this one is kind of just like a case of a little, like, a guy getting a little too scared by someone trying to, like, define a relationship a little too soon.
I agree.
A month and a half into hanging out is, like, a little soon for that conversation. Three months is the magic number. It's okay if it's, like, a little bit before that or a little bit after. But, like, this I could see being a little soon.
Especially because he was engaged and it just... 8 months not that long ago to an end for it to end a 7-year relationship.
Yeah, it's extremely long.
So like, really, it's like he's like in a relationship for 7 years, gets engaged, is not engaged anymore. Then like 8 months later, you have like a girl asking to define a relationship 1.5 months since you're hooking up, even though you just broke an engagement, and it's like.
Right.
I see why he probably got, like, nervous.
I think he's probably nervous. And also, it's, like, I could see how he was, like, really into her before. But then once she kind of, like, started moving it a little too fast, he was, like, okay, like, I need to take some space from this. And, like, he still, like, likes you but wanted to kind of, like, feel out, you know, if he should actually be making that move. Because this guy is obviously, like, a long-term commitment guy. And so, like, anyone he's, like, in his next relationship with, I'm sure he's not just, like, trying to mess around.
Right. It's also not clear, like, if he has commitment issues or not. Like, it sort of depends on, like, the way that they broke up and why. Like, it's not totally clear, like, what his deal is from this letter.
Yeah, I think the move, I mean, like,
Does he do this a lot? Like, I mean, I guess not a lot, but, like, has he consistently, like, why did he break off his engagement?
Right. You know? I mean, that's always obviously a huge factor.
Right.
It's like, did he break it off? Did she break it off? Maybe he's, like, still not over it. That's definitely a possibility. If you're with someone for 7 years, I don't think 8 months is really enough time to, like, not fully get over someone.
Right. Especially when you're, like, it's probably, like, hard for him. He probably needs, like, at least a year. So you should have just waited, like, 3 months. Sorry.
It's a little late for that now. So anyway, now what I would say is I would just reach out to him. I would either, well, I mean, it sounds like she already kind of has backed off.
And then
I think if you really want, yeah, I would back off for a little bit and then just reach out and be like, hey, like, didn't mean to, like, rush things along. I did enjoy hanging out with you. Like, if you'd still like to hang out, like, let me know.
Yeah.
And, like, don't push it for a little bit.
Right.
Or, like, find someone who's, like, maybe not just recovering from, like, a, like, 7-year relationship.
Right.
And, like, who's a little bit more ready to, like.
Well, she's into this guy. It's probably difficult.
Obviously, it's difficult. This isn't, like, what's the easiest thing to do question. Right. It's, like, what's the right thing to do question.
Right. I think you should probably just, like, back off a little and then maybe bring it up again. Maybe he'll, like, have, like, cooled down or stopped freaking out.
And,
or,
again, another thing to remember about relationships is that they're, like, 90% timing.
Yeah.
So if it doesn't work out, it's not, like, because, like, you did something wrong or, like, maybe besides maybe, like, initiating the conversation a little too soon, which is, like, not a huge deal. But still, I think the there are a lot about timing. And so you could definitely have had a real connection with someone who's just, like, not in the place to enter a relationship.
Right. 1.5 months is really not that long.
That too.
Yeah. Although it was 4 to 5 times a week with frequent sleepovers and a ski trip.
Right. I could see where your thoughts on that would be like, okay, it's obvious.
Yeah.
Right. And you're just kind of, like, making sure.
Yeah.
So, like, not that you're delusional or anything like that.
Yeah, no.
But I still think it's, like, he's probably just, like, oh, it probably made him think, like, oh, maybe I'm rushing into things. Maybe I should, like,
yeah,
take a step back and, like, be single for a minute.
Like, he probably looked at his calendar and was like, this hasn't been that long.
Wait, it hasn't been that long.
Yeah. Listeners, if you have any other questions or are looking for advice about, you know, anything related to dating or career or just anything, friends, whatever.
Or if you have any commentary or you are Bill O'Reilly, please email us at advice@betches.com.
Or slapped@betches.com.
Oh, yes.
slapped@betches.com. We have lots of different outlets.
Yeah, email slapped. Don't email advice. Email slapped.
Slapped@betches.com to repeat again. Okay, cool.
Imagine if we got an email next week from Bill O'Reilly. Like, dear Betches. I'm involved in this sexual harassment lawsuit.
No, you probably just call us cunts or something because he's a classy guy.
Does he use that word on Fox? I feel like it's not network John television Oliver approved.
Did. Yeah, well, whatever. John Oliver did this, like, reel of, like, things that he said and, like, just like an R.I.P. Bill O'Reilly type of.
Listen, no
reel.
One respects a woman more than Bill O'Reilly.
Oh, wait. So he showed this reel and it was just basically, like, Bill O'Reilly, like, popping off, like his head was, like, going to explode. Like, he was just so, like, angry and vicious.
Yeah,
and
he's clearly a guy with some deep-seated emotional issues.
Right.
Bill, that's where if they you need go. A therapist, text us or email us at slapped@betches.com and we will send you an anonymous recommendation.
No, the recommendation will be me. I'm an unregistered.
No, I don't
unlicensed
think you're a little
therapist.
Biased. Anyway.
Have you tried your parachute sheets yet, Jordana?
Okay, I have tried them. I've been in them for, like, a month now. I have to say they're, like, pretty amazing. It kind of feels like I would describe the experience as, like, when you go to the Hamptons, you go to, like, someone rich's house in the Hamptons, and it's just, like, everything's really crisp and you're just like, oh, this just feels like fancy.
Right. And the sheets are, like, cold and amazing.
Yeah. And mine are white. So I just have this, like, feeling of, like, I feel, like, cleaner and, like, just, like, more luxurious than I would without them.
Yeah. So, I mean, they give you a 60-night trial, but I'm definitely not going to return them because they're amazing. But if you do want to return them, they will actually donate their returns to Habitats for Humanity, which is, like, very woke of them. So
stay woke. Anyway, visit parachutehome.com/betches to get free shipping and returns on their very comfortable bedding.
Yeah, it's amazing. Remember, parachutehome.com/betches. You'll get free shipping and free returns, and it's really an awesome site. Great bedding. Love the Percal sheets, personally. Mine are powder blue.
Mine are white.
Wow.
I love them. Let's play some games.
Great. Okay. Would you rather never have to worry about money ever again or never have to worry about what you were eating or working out ever again? Money.
Yeah, I think money.
Yeah, because you could also just pay to, like, buy only healthy foods right, and get a trainer.
But then you're still thinking about it. It's like, do you get to, no. Would you rather, like, just spend whatever you want or, like, eat whatever you want?
Spend, because I would spend whatever I want on the trainer that would get me skinny.
But you still then have to, like, you're still, like, that sort of defeats the, like, point of the question.
Money is a bit more existential, I think. Like, it's just so much more worrisome.
It's also easier, like, once you get to a certain age, you probably, like, care much less about, like, what you're eating and working out versus, like, the other
right.
thing.
Personally, I already worry about eating and working out all the time, so, like, it would just be the same thing, and I would subtract the money question. So that seems better
to me. So
you're
choosing money.
I'm choosing to never worry about money.
I don't know. It's, like, kind of a toss-up. But, like, yeah, I guess money, because I just feel like that's, like, a bigger deal.
Yeah, like, I worry about what I eat now, and it's, like, not that bad. Like, it's fine.
You already have that issue.
Like, I already have that problem, and, like, it, like, I would keep that problem and trade many other problems for that, to keep this one.
Okay, I think that's fair.
So, I already know that, so definitely money. Okay.
Would you rather marry someone who accidentally killed someone drunk driving or date someone who regularly went hunting every week and had no problem killing, like, baby deer regularly?
I don't know, because, like, hunting
is such a weird fucking thing to do.
I get why people hunt. It's not for me.
Like, they're, like, a hardcore hunter.
Like, the difference is that, like, the killing someone is accidental, but they killed a person.
Right.
And the hunting is intentional, but it's not a person.
Right. But they do it all the time.
What if they're like, okay, are they hunting because it's, like, fun game, or are they hunting because, like, they like killing beings?
They're hunting because they, like, enjoy hunting.
I don't know.
I think I'd pick the drunk driver thing.
That's, you would.
Like, yeah, I just feel like I prefer a guy who, like, respects life a little more than, like, to just, like,
right.
go out there and just, like, kill things on purpose. Like, the drunk right. driving thing, like, it's really fucked up, but, like,
it's an accident.
I mean, you know, I'm sure you know a lot of people who have, like, done that by, like, drunk driven and, like, easily could have.
Okay.
In the right, if
there's
the
also
lined up the right way.
But there's also, like, trauma to account for. Like, the person who killed someone, even accidentally, is probably more traumatized than the hunter for
right. That's probably because they're, like, a better person.
Well, I honestly don't know. I'm not sure. Let's do the next
These
one.
These are dark.
Yeah. Shoot, fuck, marry. Donald Trump, Bill O'Reilly, and George W. Bush. Shit.
Okay.
Definitely marry George Bush.
I know. Isn't it weird that there's a scenario that you'd say that?
I mean, he's, like,
He's kind of cute. Like, he paints now.
He's like, so dumb. It's like, he's like a dog. Like,
I wonder if he's, like, actually dumb, or if he's just, like, kind of seems dumb.
He's probably smarter than the general population, but dumber than smart people.
Okay. I think that's fair. Yeah, I think I would, I think I'd marry him as well.
Definitely. So. I don't know about the other two. They're both so disgusting and problematic for society.
I know. They're, like, almost...
We have to come up with an answer.
Is Bill O'Reilly a Trump supporter?
Yeah, they're, like, besties.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Bill O'Reilly was, like, his, like, bro.
I don't know. This is really hard.
Ugh. I don't know. Donald Trump's so fat.
Is Bill O'Reilly fit?
He's thinner.
Didn't you read his Wikipedia page? So I guess we're shooting Donald Trump and sleeping with Bill O'Reilly.
Yeah, also Donald Trump's more dangerous. Like, we're going to get into a nuclear war any day now. So, like...
What does that have to do with sleeping with them?
Well, I need to shoot Donald Trump so we can't have the war.
Okay, fine. Fine. Okay. Yeah. Last question to wrap this up. How much would someone have to pay you to never be able to wear any nail polish for the rest of your life?
Like, they'll definitely pay me?
Yeah. But you can't wear any nail polish ever for the rest of your life.
Like, I'm just trying to get as much money out of this as I can. So let's say $30 million.
That's so much money. Oh, my God. I would do it for, like, $1 million.
You would?
Totally.
Well, then.
They're just, like, you can still, like, have them clear.
Right.
Like, they can still get, like, manicured.
Right. I mean, well, I'm just trying to suck as much money out of this
as
possible.
No, but it's, like, the lowest number. Obviously, for $30 million. Like, okay, this isn't a real scenario. No one's going to pay you either way.
Ugh, I thought it was.
I would say, like, $500,000, realistically, I think, if someone, like, tax-free. Yeah.
Mm. Well, if Bill O'Reilly can get $25 million for sexually harassing people.
I don't think you're understanding the point of this story.
I understand. Okay, the lowest amount would be like, but why would I choose the lowest amount?
Because it's like, what is the threshold that you would be like, I would do it for that?
Oh.
You just don't understand supply and demand charts.
Guess not. I guess I'd do it for $500 tax-free.
It's fair. I think a lot of people would do it for a lot less. Anyway, yeah. That was our episode of Betch Slapped.
Thank you so much for listening. Be sure to write in to slapped@betches.com with any questions, comments, advice.
Or therapy recommendations from or Bill O'Reilly.
Or asking for a therapist. We can tell you one.
Anyway.
It's me. I'm the therapist. Anyway. Bye.
Bye.